uses of metaphor. He thought of each marriage as a strophe in the poem of his adult life. Those arguments that ended with a slammed door, or one or the other of them hanging up the phone mid-sentence as the line breaks. A divorce as the double carriage return. He was still undecided about how to handle the trial separations. The first stanza was the longest of them all. He had omitted the prior pregnant high school senior shotgun wedding ending in miscarriage. He did not consider himself to be an adult at that point. He did consider himself ill-used. There were several lines about his first child, too, even though she was only a daughter, not the son he finally had, late in the fifth strophe. The second and fourth stanzas were similar in structure. They both began with rhyming couplets, resplendent with delightful adjectives, but shortly something ominous would appear in the subtext and emerge as images of futility, a crone laboriously hauling a wooden bucket from a dry well, snowflakes silently drowning themselves in a black sea. Each subsequent strophe grew shorter. Even his son was not given more than a single line to celebrate his birth. He told himself he was becoming more discerning, honing each phrase to a tight elegance. The sixth stanza is approaching its close, he feels, although he may let it continue on for another line or two, short ones, abruptly enjambed. The structural repetition is starting to seem like a bad idea. Perhaps he should have considered the sonnet form something more pastoral, less awkward. He is less and less confident about the ending of the poem. He is not looking forward to it. He had hoped that the last stanza would close with lengthy, sonorous, dignified lines, a vindicating summation of his existence. He is beginning to think it increasingly unlikely.